there's things I think we ought to do together. And one is to become involved with law enforcement, be a community that cares. We did a series of coffee and cops. I think you've seen those over mm-hmm. time. We did one shortly after the double murder that we've talked about before.
Right.
You know, when we did that event, we had two people come. Two people. That showed me a whole lot of apathy going on. And so, you know, get involved and be a community that cares. You know, the National Night Out Against Crime's coming up on August 2nd. That's pretty quick. And wouldn't it be great, wouldn't it be wonderful if people participated, especially in communities that traditionally aren't represented in those things.
Mm-hmm.
So get involved. And then number two, you know, we've got to wait for the facts when things happen. Today's world is all about instant communication. It got tweeted or it's on Facebook, and therefore it's true. And we make judgments on such little information. We did what the police would describe as a high-hazard stop in the parking lot of Safeway. But in a high-hazard stop, officers will pull their duty weapons out, and they'll have their weapons pointed at the direction of this car, the people in the car, because there's something that would indicate that there's a great danger. When that happened, oh my goodness, it just blew up. Police overreact. The people that we stopped, we knew they were gang members out of California. We knew they'd been involved in a shooting. We had all this information. They did not overreact, but we can't immediately put all that information out.